Welcome back to Black Hollywood Live. Next, where we talk to everyone that's up and coming right here in Hollywood. Today's no different. Now, you've seen this guy. He's handsome. He's smart. He's sharp. You can catch him on ABC's Uncle Buck every Tuesday. Saeed Shahidi's in the house for sure. We're excited about that.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live next.
Yes, welcome back. It's Friday, so it must mean that we're talking to the hottest stars right here on Black Hollywood Live. Next, I'm Megan Thomas at Meg Scoop on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Periscope, Snapchat, wherever. Just find me. Make sure you use the hashtag VHL Next with all of your comments because we want to hear from you. So guess what, you guys? I got the handsomest, sweetest, kindest gentleman you've ever seen in your life. His name is Saeed Shahidi. What's up, man?
What's up?
How are you?
I've been great.
You're like, so you have the cutest smile.
Thank you.
I just want you to know. Genetics. It's genetics. You get it from your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good.
Shout out to my mama.
That's how you gotta be, right? Also, you can catch him on ABC's Uncle Buck. It's new. It's every Tuesday, 9, 8 Central. So tune into that. So, Saeed, we're going to play a little game.
I'm done.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
You ready?
I'm ready.
What do you feel like your basketball trivia? How is your basketball trivia?
Out of 10, I'm going to say 11.
Whoa!
I'm sort of on that level.
Okay. So, let's see how you do on this.
All right, let's see.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one. Which basketball player wore 23, became a household name, and sold billions of dollars in a shoe named after him?
Oh, you got a lot, but you have Michael Jordan. That's the one.
That was a warm-up. Don't be getting so confident.
All right.
No, that's okay. One out of one. All right. MJ, Michael Jordan, starred in the original Space Jam movie. Which basketball player will be the star of the new Space Jam movie sequel?
LeBron James.
Oh.
Number 23.
Okay, see, these are too easy. These are way too easy for you. All right. How many NBA teams are there?
Oh, God. 20? I want to say 20, but I know that's not right, but I'm still going to say it anyway.
I'm going to give you two more chances. Go higher.
All right. 35.
Lower.
30.
Good job! 30!
Yeah, I knew it. All right.
Okay. All right, number four. This basketball player has been called the best NBA point guard of all time. He was number 32. Do you know who this is? Stop me when you know. He played for the Lakers.
Okay.
He won 5 championships.
Okay.
He retired in 1991 after revealing that he had tested positive for HIV.
Oh, okay. I know who it is.
Who is it?
It's Magic Johnson.
Yes! Good job. I mean, that was pretty much a giveaway, right? That was.
You said 32.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so which team's mascot is the Condor?
Oh, this is a new mascot. I was actually at the game when they revealed him.
Okay.
It's the Clippers.
It is. What did you think? Do you like the Condor?
He's very lively.
He is.
He's very lively. He's cool, yeah.
He's a good
mascot.
Check
the Condor.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. See? Okay. Now this one's so easy.
All right, let's see.
What's Kobe Bryant's nickname?
The Black Mamba.
Ah,
Kobe being the Black Mamba.
See, you got 5 out of 5, so cool. I guess you are right. His knowledge on basketball is amazing. Give it up for Saeed Shahidi, everyone.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So let's get into some casting news. What we have going on right now is Chadwick Boseman, who's been in every biopic imaginable. He's been, James Brown. He's done Jackie Robinson. Now he's on to another one. He's going to be Thurgood Marshall, the first Black Supreme Court justice in a new biopic thriller. Now, there's a lot of stars already signed on. We've got Kate Hudson, James Cromwell, Dan Stevens, Josh Gad is going to be playing opposite of him. And this is based on the young Thurgood Marshall before he was a Supreme Court justice, and he's defending a Black chauffeur in 1941 for an alleged sexual assault and attempted murder that he didn't do. So this is going to be a really interesting movie.
Yeah,
if you were going to be in a biopic, who would you play?
Hmm.
Or who would you want to play?
Who would I want to play?
Yeah.
You know, it would be awesome if I play like a young Muhammad Ali.
Ah.
Or like a young Kobe or somebody like that. That would be a lot of fun.
An athlete.
Yeah.
So I know you play basketball. Is there anything else? Any other sports you're into?
For a while, I did karate. I'm a blue belt in karate right now.
Nice!
Yeah.
So if you're out in public, you can defend yourself.
If it comes down to it.
If it comes down to it. Okay, I ain't mad at that. Watch out for the blue belt, y'all. All right, awesome. Let's get into a little bit of new music today. So in the last couple of weeks, we've had a lot of good music come out. This is one of my favorite songs of this summer. It's actually Kanye West, and it's featuring everybody, including your mom, because he's got a long list of people. The new song is called Champions, and it has Designer, Gucci Mane, Travis Scott, Quavo, Big Sean, 2 Chainz, Yo Gotti, and your mama, apparently. Everybody. Let's check it out. That's a lot of star power on this song, huh? Are you a big hip hop fan?
I am.
Who's your favorite rapper right now?
Well, definitely my big cousin Nas. Yeah. I like J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Drake. He just released Views.
Right.
Those are my top.
I know, so yeah, that's really cool that Nas is your cousin, by the way. Do you ever feel like you can rap just because it's in your blood?
No.
You're like, no, you're not gonna.
I know it's in my blood. I don't think I can rap.
You'll stay in your lane.
I've accepted it, yes.
You're accepted. Okay, well, I don't think that's a bad thing, you know? Leave that to Nas, of course. So let's talk about you and your life, your family. I know you come from such a talented family. Mm-hmm. Your parents are in the business. Your mom's an actress. Your siblings are actors. Mm-hmm. Nas is your cousin. Yep. Did you always know you wanted to be an actor?
I started to know that I wanted to be an actor once I saw my sister doing all the things at such a young age, and I thought it was so cool.
Right.
And that really inspired me to really start up. And I started doing all the same things she did, and she really set a path for me. It's like paved the way.
Right. Yeah. What kind of advice, and for those of you that don't know, Saeed's sister is Yara Shahidi. You've seen her on ABC's Blackish. She was young. Olivia Pope, your sister's amazing. Mm-hmm. She's been in commercials with your mom.
Yep.
Like, you guys are, I just love your family. You guys are awesome. So I know you've acted with her in the movie Alex Cross. Yeah. What kind of advice has your sister given you about acting?
Like, I know this sounds sort of cliche, the be yourself thing, but that's really true to acting. Like, whatever emotion you're feeling that day, incorporate it in your character. Because if you're really, like, trying to fake an emotion, it'll come off as fake.
Right.
So it's really being yourself.
Mm-hmm. And I know in the movie Alex Cross, you played your sister, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that, like, just so normal? Or were you like, okay, we gotta act different?
No, it was very normal.
So you guys got paid to literally be yourselves.
It was simple. I mean, if you're going to give it to us, we'll take it.
Right. Might as well, right?
Right.
You guys look alike already. You're actors. Perfect, right?
Just that simple.
And I know your little brother is also an actor now, right? So what kind of advice have you given him?
It's really the same thing, just carrying down what she told me, because it just holds so true to all aspects of acting.
Right. So out of the three of you, who's the best actor? Who's the best one?
If Hassan was here, my little brother, he would say definitely him. But me and my sister, but I'm gonna say me because it's me, because I'm talking. Right, and she's not here, so I'm gonna say me.
Okay, so it's you. So she can't defend herself. It's you.
Yeah, she doesn't have to know.
Exactly. She doesn't have to know about this. I won't tell her. She's just probably watching.
Yeah.
But we won't tell her.
Hi, Yara.
So I know, and actually I want to show this picture. You see this picture of your family. I love this. You guys are so cute. Do you guys fight a lot about different stuff, or are you chill?
My little brother, he thinks he runs everything, which, I mean, that's a good characteristic to build up, but he's so young.
Yeah.
But, like, he'll argue about random things. It's like, oh, you were on my side of the bathroom getting lotion? If it's not on your side, you don't get it.
He's a baby. He's allowed to do that, right?
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I know you're also biracial. I'm biracial as well.
Mm-hmm.
Black and Persian. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite Persian food?
My favorite Persian food is tadik or chicken kubide. Tadik is like browned crisp rice with gemeh, which is lentils and like tomato sauce. It sounds strange, but it's so good when you taste
I believe it. I am a big Persian food fan. I love, my favorite is, I don't know what it's called, but it's like the cherry rice. It's got cherries in it. I don't know.
I haven't tried that.
It's so good. They have it in like all the Iranian spots here. Yes. Gotta try the cherry rice. If anyone knows what that is, use the hashtag BHLNice. Let us know. What is it? So I know you had your first recurring TV role in The Motherhood, which is a show
that was a long time ago.
Actually, you looked like this. Something like that, huh?
Yep.
Look at that baby. How cute are you? My goodness. And so since then, you've had a lot of recurring roles. Desperate Housewives, The Event, Switch at Birth, and more. How do you juggle all of these different acting jobs and school?
Well, it really comes with experience. So as I started, it was difficult, but after doing it for a while, I sort of got used to it. But I always have amazing teachers. I always get blessed with amazing teachers, and they're so flexible. Like at my school, and the teachers on set.
Mm-hmm.
But school is school, but it's still smooth.
So wait, you're not in? You don't do like online homeschool?
Mm-mm.
So you
I go like, to real school? Yeah, I'm going to high school next year.
So what are you? Are you excited, or are you, at times are you like maybe I should do online school because your dad? I mean, you do a lot with acting.
I don't think I've ever felt that way.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
What is it like when you go back to school and people have seen you on TV?
Well, the good thing about my friends is that they really ground me and humble me. It's like they acknowledge that I'm an actor and they mm-hmm. think it's so cool, but it's not. They treat me the same way.
They're just still like, yeah, your armpits still stink. They still
exactly,
do that.
Okay. Exactly.
That's good. You need friends like that.
Exactly.
Keep them in your life. They'll let you know your armpits stink. You know what yep. I'm saying? Yeah. And so, of course, you've also... you've been on The First Family. That was your, I think, probably one of your first big recurring roles.
Mm-hmm.
Series regular, I should say. What was it like playing the son of the President of the United States, especially because it's a reality now that we've had a black president?
Right. It was a lot of fun, even though all the different experiences and scenarios that we had did not seem too practical, mm-hmm. and it wouldn't happen in real life. But it was cool, but definitely now having it as a reality... It was definitely awesome.
And have you met President Obama?
I have.
You have?
I have.
How was that experience?
It was like I didn't even know what, it was a new feeling.
Uh-huh.
Like hearing his voice when I'm in line to go meet him is like, I created a new emotion. Like, it's like scared, but in awe, but nervous and anxious and happy.
Did you like, what did you say to him when you saw him?
Hi.
That was it?
Hi. I shook his hand.
And you just said hi. I don't even know if I could have gotten that out.
I stared at him for quite a bit, and then I stared at his wife. I got a hug. It was like, oh my God.
I probably would have cried, so you did good. You did good. You didn't
good
scream like, ah!
Yeah, I good. Appreciate it.
Good job. All right, so you've also been the voice of Donnie McStuffins mm-hmm. on Doc McStuffins. How is voice acting different from doing regular acting?
Well, regular acting... it really incorporates all parts of your bodies. Like, it's like little subtle things will be picked up, and that's really a part of it. But voice acting is like really focusing a lot of your ability into your voice
mm-hmm.
and knowing the character and how you are gonna play him,
right?
Him or her. But it's similar, but it's different in a sense that you have to analyze the character in the same way, but you're not like physically acting, which you are physically acting when you're in the room. You're doing all this stuff to really get out how you want it to sound.
Mm-hmm.
But it's enjoyable. It's definitely different.
What did you have the other lines that was somebody reading it to you, or how did you do that?
So it really depends on where you go to do it, but sometimes you can get somebody who will read the lines front and back with you, but sometimes you just read your lines one by one, just straight through.
So is that hard? You're like, man, nobody's here. It's just me having this great conversation with myself.
I've gotten used to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you done other animation?
I actually did Special Agent Oso when I was a lot younger.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a pro at this, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. I mean, why not, you know? All right, so you, who's your favorite person or somebody that you want to work with, or a dream role that you hope to have one day?
Well, this is sort of like my sister. She wants to be the daughter of Nick Fury so bad, and that's her uh-huh. dream. Somebody who I want to work with is Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
Because the thing with him is he's so versatile. He can do drama. He can do comedy.
Right.
He can do anything. And that would be a really cool experience getting to work with somebody like that.
Yeah. What's your favorite type of genre to work in, drama or comedy?
Comedy. It definitely.
Is. Why?
Because it feels more natural to me. Like, when I was younger, my nickname was Kid Comedian.
Ah.
And then now that I'm grown up and doing
oh, yeah, so grown up
comedy, it's enjoyable and it feels more natural.
Would you ever do stand-up comedy?
You know what, Mike Epps actually suggested I start, but I don't know, maybe.
Why don't you try
possibility.
It out?
Possibility.
I mean, kid comedian, you might as well. You already got the nickname.
Might as well.
You know? Right. Speaking of which, let's talk about working with Mike Epps. So you're on the new ABC show, Uncle Buck, which is a remake from the 1989 Uncle Buck with John Candy. Did you see the original?
I saw it actually after I got the job.
Did you? Yeah.
Now I have to see it.
Right, right. And so now you're in the new remake of it. And what's your favorite part about working on this show, especially because you get to work with Mike Epps?
Well, it's really like what you're saying, working with these iconic actors and they're veterans. It really, all of their, like, advice without saying anything. It's really picking up how they do it and, like, oh, they're professionals.
Right.
This is how it's done. So it's really cool getting to see that and experience it, like, front hand.
So what is one thing that you picked up from Mike Epps?
Comedic timing.
Okay.
He is a master at that, and that's his job, but that's definitely a big thing that I picked up from him.
What did you pick up from Nia Long?
The thing about Nia Long is that she is such a family person on and off set, so what she does, she really makes set feel like a second family, and she's so motherly, and she's a great person.
Aw, so you got another mama in your life.
Exactly. I have three. My mom, my sister, and Nia Long.
Right. Why don't just keep adding them on? You know, more moms the merrier, right? So then also, what is it? What's been your favorite part on set or favorite day on set so far?
I'm a big grilled cheese dude. And the last day, actually, of shooting, they brought this grilled cheese truck.
I've seen it.
I was in heaven. It's like...
Like every
free
type
grilled
of-
cheeses, and it's like I keep it simple. I just gluten-free bread and cheese, but I love it like that.
That's so funny. I feel like I asked your sister this question about being on Blackish, and I think she said something about food too, if I'm not mistaken.
Most likely, that sounds like my sister.
That's so funny. All right, so you know you have a lot of hobbies, basketball being one of them. What are some other hobbies?
I'm actually a big Lego guy.
Are you?
I like the huge Lego Technics with the gears and all the remote control stuff.
Wait, what's the last thing that you've made? Lego thing that you've made?
I made this huge Lego crane where if you, like, put a switch or switch to switch, I don't know how you say that, the crane would start, like, extending and then it would, like, drop down the string and move it side to side.
That's so cool. I love Legos. I grew up playing with Legos, but the problem is I'm so OCD. If I lose a piece, I'm like,
That's,
and there's
that's
always something that gets lost.
Exactly.
Like, where'd it go? It's like socks in the dryer.
Exactly.
It's always gone, right?
The piece that you, the one piece that you need.
Right.
Happens to be
Have
gone.
You ever been to Legoland?
I've been once with my cousins, I think. I think it was like 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Were you in Lego heaven?
Yeah, I was.
Wait, what do they have there? They don't make like Lego rides. They don't make stuff out of Legos.
No, but I mean
either. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they put it on the outside of the ride. They don't do anything like that, do they?
Yeah, I mean, they make it look like it's Legos, but they made this one huge Lego car. It's a Buick, I think. Like, they put it in the parking garage. It was literally all built out of real little Legos, and it was a full-sized Buick.
Don't let me see that, because I'll probably steal it. Just kidding. Don't do that, guys. All right. So, I know you volunteer as well with St. Jude's and then also Toys for Tots. Why is volunteering such a big thing for you?
Well, I really know how much is going on in the world right now. And whatever I can do to help is really what I want to do. Like, it's whatever help or anything helps.
Right.
Anything is beneficial towards making the world better.
You're definitely gonna go far now that you know that this early on in life. Don't ever change that. Yeah, so you're going to high school, right? I'm sure there's a lot of girls that are like, hi Saeed. Like, what do you tell them? Like, hey, I'm too busy. Or do you have a girlfriend? Like, what do you do?
No, I don't have a girlfriend, and I'm actually going to an all boys high school.
Yes, all boys high school. Stay away from the girls. Cooties, remember that, until you're 35.
Cooties until
girls
35
equals cooties. Okay,
got it.
All right, so if you weren't an actor, what profession would you be in?
Something in regards to basketball, probably.
Like a coach, like, or like a player, what?
Definitely a player. I feel like as a coach, I would be too stressed. I was like, I want to play, though. I don't think, like, even at my little brother's basketball games, I get, like, really bored. It's like, I want to play. But it's like these little 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, and it's not good, but that's how I feel about it.
He's gonna dunk on him, huh?
Exactly.
Don't do him like that. That's good. So you'd be a basketball player. What's mm-hmm. your favorite? Are you more of an NBA guy or college basketball?
NBA, but recently I started keeping up with college.
Well, who's your favorite NBA team?
Well, I'm born in Minnesota, so I always have to have respect for the Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. But they're not my favorite. If I say Golden State, it'll be bandwagon. If I say Cleveland, that's the wrong answer. I actually don't have a favorite team. I know my favorite player is Kyrie Irving.
Okay. Why Kyrie?
Because, like, I like the way he plays, and I sort of, like, want to shape my game after him.
Okay. So you're a point guard?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever played any other position?
Shooting guard. But when you're a short dude like me, those are your two positions.
You just got to make it work, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I got handles, all right. So what? Outside of Uncle Buck, what other projects do you have coming up?
Well, recently I did a short, or not recently, I did a short film that was released recently called The Sandbox that was released at an indie film festival.
Mm-hmm.
And that won a couple of awards. So I still have yet to see it, but I heard it was great, and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
And what is it about?
It's about this father who was in the war, and he has post-traumatic stress, and he becomes an alcoholic, and when he sees his son, he sees a little kid who was in Iraq or Afghan, and it sort of freaks him out. And one part, when I come up to his trailer, because he doesn't live with us anymore, he sees me, but then he envisions somebody else.
Right.
And he kicks down the door with a gun pointed at me because he's mentally off.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah.
That's a deep, deep story. See, you go from drama to comedy back again. That is awesome. So there's a lot of people that want to do what you do and be an actor. What kind of advice would you give another young person that wants to do this?
That if you really work hard at it and put your mind to it, you can do it. Because really, you can do anything if you're determined to do it and if you put enough work into it.
I like that. How old are you on the inside? Like 65? God, you're so wise. Now, before we get out of here, where can all of your fans find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at Saichahidi and Twitter at the same handle, Saichahidi. And that's pretty much all the social media I can fit inside of me.
That's good to know. Saeed, thank you so much. I had so much
thank
fun
you
with
so
you.
Much. So did I.
You're welcome to stay. Get your little brother to come. He's the only one in the family I haven't interviewed yet. Son, come on here next. You're next, honey.
You can stay home.
I'm Megan Thomas at MixScoop on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Periscope, all of the above. Make sure you use the hashtag BHLNext because we always want to hear from you guys. We love you. Take care. Until next time.
See you.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.